It's the most exciting time of the year with an intense rivalry going head-to-head in one of the most anticipated rematches in school history. The MHSAA playoffs begin tonight as the Ubbly Bearcats travel to Harbor Beach for the Backyard Brawl Round 2. Good evening and hello from the shores of Lake Huron, Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me, as always, is a true professional. He even has license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thanks, Clark. Back to where it all began, good old HB.
The regular season is behind us, and now it's win or go home. The road to Ford Field begins tonight, and in just 28 short days, a state champion will be crowned. Five teams in the Greater Thumb Conference qualified for the postseason, and we have two of them in front of us tonight. Yeah. The Ubbly Bearcats at 7-2, Harbor Beach at 8-1.
It's been a great season. We got five local teams that have made the playoffs, and none of them are going to be more fun to watch maybe than this Ubbly Harbor Beach rematch. It was great the first time. I expect a great game the second time.
The Ubbly Bearcats are coming off of a state semifinal run just a year ago. A lot of the same pieces from that deep run team are still in place, including the quarterback. But a new regime of a backfield now has the chance to control and create their own destiny.
Let's not be forgetting some of those big names that they lost last season. They lost a ton of talent, but they seem to reload that backfield. They're trying to figure it out. They got a couple good guys, and they have a chance to shine tonight.
For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they are back in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. After two straight 4-5 campaigns, the Pirates enter the postseason with 8 wins and just 1 loss, way back in week number two. In the last 3 playoff runs, Harbor Beach has made it to all the way to at least the state semifinals, if not further.
Well, let's see. Both of our teams have had great success, have made good runs in the past, so the winner of this game could be in for another great run again.
Tonight's rematch comes just 2 weeks after a thrill of a ball game in Ubbly, now round two, but this time we're in Harbor Beach. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, and for the pre-district matchup of Ubbly and Harbor Beach.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners. No problem, people. I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks, struts, and Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you purchase four qualifying Cooper tires, and up to $80 when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper tire rebate, and up to $80 when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning, More Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, More Motors of Sales of Carehoe, Obli Motor Service, D&M Cabinet, Bayport State Bank, McVay Insurance Agency, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Cellular and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular on the Blazing Speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLAW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. For the third straight year, five Greater Thumb Conference teams have made it into the MHSAA playoffs. This year, from the West, Lakers, USA, and Cass City. And from the East, Harbor Beach and Ubley. Of those five teams, four of them were in the postseason a year ago. The only team that wasn't, Harbor Beach. After making back-to-back-to-back state semifinals from 2012 through 2014, the Pirates were on their outside looking in for the past two seasons. Now, the Ubley Bearcats are standing in their way, and there is blood in the water. One captain who can navigate those waters is a true professional himself, Dave Hansen.
This is a game that both teams circle on their schedule every year, and recently they have determined who has won the East, and fortunately for us, we get to see round two this season, which hasn't happened in quite a while.
It's good to be back broadcasting from one of the better broadcast booths of the Thumb, Harbor Beach, for the first time this season. I'm not afraid to go on the record and say that the bigger the press box, the better chance of us covering that team. And that corresponds directly to the success of our broadcast team in its current state for now 5 years. The key to our crew is our director of sports information, traveling from Livonia, Michigan for us week in and week out, Doug Cole.
Well, it's good to be back in Harbor Beach, Clark. It seems like it's been a long time, I believe. Our earlier last year was the last time I've been here.
Doug, it's good to have you back. I'm glad the weather didn't slow you down. Did you have time to stop anywhere on your way here?
I sure did. I'm sure a lot of people in the Thumb, especially Harbor Beach, knows this place. Smalley's. I got a steak and french fries on the side. It was delicious.
There you go. Dining with Doug. Let's try this again. Dining with Doug is back again. And there may not be a better time than tonight to redeem ourselves after the monstrosity of a broadcast the last time these two teams met. 2 weeks ago, if there was a piece of equipment or signal to fail, it did. So, with that in mind, we have done everything in our power to make sure we are ready for anything that could be thrown at us this evening. And the biggest, having a strong signal uplink back to the station, something we did not have 2 weeks ago.
No, we didn't have much of anything going. We finished the game sharing a cell phone to get through the fourth quarter. It was one of the craziest experiences we've had in the 6 years doing this.
One person who is a trooper in that broadcast has been with us for five seasons now. Kayla O'Neill is the original director of social media and media relations. And she tallies a running game log of each play so we can relay back to you things such as the time possession, third down conversion rates, and, of course, maintaining our social media presence for those who can't be near a radio or Apple or Android device.
Well, let's put it this way. She makes our life a lot easier, keeping track of a lot of different things and keeping us live and worldwide all the time, so we always appreciate having her around.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, be sure to listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Here and Daily.